Hi everyone and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday. This is Nina from Wattpad and today we have some special guests on our podcast from Behind the Orange W. We're going to be speaking with Rich, Huda, Kevin, and Pamela, many of whom you'll recognize from the Wattpad Facebook page, from Twitter, and from support. Yesterday on the Wattpad Facebook page and Twitter, we asked you guys what kind of questions you would love to know the answers to behind the scenes of Wattpad, and we got a great response. One of the biggest questions was, how did Wattpad get started, and what did the name come from? Well, the history of Wattpad is pretty short. It was founded in 2006 by two entrepreneurs, one of whom, Ivan, was in Vancouver at the time, and Alan was in Toronto, and they actually came up with the idea separately, but formed Wattpad together in the airport of Vancouver. The firm started in Alan's garage. A few months later, they moved into a very, very small office, and Rich will be here to tell you a little bit about that. And then shortly after, we've moved into a bigger space, and pretty soon we'll be moving into a space that's even bigger. In terms of what Wattpad means, Watt is the technical term for electricity, and pad, sort of alludes to book. So that's how we came up with the name Wattpad. Want to tell us a bit about how you started working here?
Sure. I started in the beginning of May, so right into summer, and I've been working on a number of projects. One of them is the bookmark feature, which a lot of users have suggested on our support page, and we are looking into it. It's in the very early stages, and I've started looking into the type of layout that we can accommodate on the website. So I'm working on that for now. My main focus is just on the user experience. So everything that you guys see on the website or on any of our mobile apps, I'm responsible for working out any kinks or redesigning it if there's any major problems.
And where do you get your ideas for that?
There's a number of places where I can get inspiration from, including a number of social networking sites. Including but not limited to sites like Twitter and Facebook. There's also a number of user experience design principles that I work on, and that is basically what I focus on in my engineering degree.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, cool. Pam, you are going to answer a question from Facebook. Yep. A reader wanted to know if you ever find some of the questions on Facebook funny, and you're a good person to answer this question because you do a lot of the social media stuff. So do you want to tell us a bit about your job?
Yep, I'm in marketing, so I help handle Wattpad's Twitter and blog and the Facebook page. And a lot of the Wattpad users are actually really, really funny. Like, there was that YouTube video, dancing video from Hey, It's All About Me and Abby Kirk's Wattpad.com song.
Yeah, we love the songs. Thanks, yeah. Abby.
That was great. We actually really love getting story recommendations from people on the Facebook page and Twitter, because that's where we get all our, not all, but most of our featured story ideas from. So
keep those coming. Thank you. So, Kevin, you're up next. You're one of the newest employees at Wattpad. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you got here and what you do?
Yes. So, I've been working with Wattpad for the past 5 months now, affectionately referred to as Eva Jr. sometimes. First I want to say hi to everyone, and because this is probably the first time you've heard my voice, but I work at part of the community relations team, so usually if you have a question or suggestion or just need to take out some issues with Wattpad, I will be there listening. I'm like Oprah. But aside from that, I'm also a part of helping the ambassadors team, and it's been really interesting working with Wattpad because I've never worked for an online type of company. But I'm learning a lot, and I've gotten a lot of experience working with Eva and learning how the online community is and the type of personalities and the type of people you can meet. But it's been really, really fun.
And are you reading anything on Wattpad right now?
Yes. Unfortunately, I don't have the opportunity, I should say, to read books of my choice really right now because I'm swamped with feature submissions, which is a good feature with our site. So, but it's Alice in Murderland, which is a play of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, cool.
And I've read another book by an author, Jordi Marie, and it's called The Ghost Trackers. But most of the books I've been really into have been poetry, because I'm not used to that whole side of writing, because I'm more of a professional writing type of place, not creative writing, so
okay.
I'm still reading a lot of poetry.
And can you give any tips for people looking to get their book featured? What do you look for?
Oh, okay. So if you're looking to get your book featured, some of the key fundamentals you're going to have is just make sure the grammar is tight, make sure the plot is consistent, make it so the did I say plot already?
Yes.
Oh, make sure the plot is original. Make sure it's not the typical
boy meets girl
type of plot. Make sure there's some twists. I read a story recently that was really interesting. It was with the mother and daughter. It was more of a horror story, but
yeah.
Essentially it turned out in the end that both the mother and her daughter were passed away, but
like
the daughter didn't know that she was passed away. It was sort of like Sixth Sense, The Others type of book. It was really, really interesting, but the only issue is that it was a short story, and we only accept submissions of 40 pages and above for features.
But maybe in the future we'll see
a
bigger variety of featured works. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kevin. Rich, you're one of the first employees official at Wattpad. So do you want to tell us how you got started here?
Sure. So it was about a little over a year and a half ago. Ivan and Alan, the geniuses behind Wattpad, contacted me. And they told me that they had this thing called Wattpad and they needed to hire someone to help them with it. So I went home and checked it out, and I thought it was awesome. So I'm a software developer here, I should have said that. But as a software developer, usually what you build doesn't get used by anyone. So whether it's a website or an iPhone app or a program that you sell, usually it doesn't see the light of the day at all, or it does, but it doesn't sell at all, no one uses it. So when I knew that I could build something on Wattpad that like millions of people would use, that was really compelling to me. It's kind of a dream. So I jumped at the opportunity.
And it looked really different, right, when we first started?
Yeah, it did. We had one major redesign probably about a year ago. But yeah, it was a lot different.
So what's one of your favorite features you've put up?
Probably the news feed. That's one of the newest ones. I also did the dedications. That was
I
like that one.
That's a good one.
And those are my favorites.
So do you do the mobile stuff and the web stuff, or just one?
I have worked on the iPhone app along with many other people.
Yeah.
Our iPhone app has kind of changed developers a lot, but I have worked on it a bit. I've worked on the website. We're a really small team, so everyone kind of does a bit of everything. There's no specialists. So I mean, I've worked on the website, the iPhone app, SEO, so I make sure that Wattpad appears on the first page of Google search results. And what we spend most of our time on lately is the servers, the back end, basically keeping Wattpad running and running fast enough, which is the most challenging of all, because it's our traffic is growing so quickly. So that's kind of a problem that will never go away as long as we keep growing, but eventually probably we'll hire someone who will be a specialist in that, and then I could hopefully get back to, you know, building features or improving upon features, because that's kind of what I'm more interested in.
Is there anything you can give us a sneak peek about that's coming up?
Nope.
No. Okay, and then general question for everyone. Do you have any tips for readers to help writers get discovered? Because the readers, there are actually more readers than writers on Wattpad, so readers are a huge part of what we do, and we know everyone is so supportive of writers. So does anyone have any ideas of how you could help your favorite writers get discovered? Kevin, I'll ask you.
Well, one of a good motivation for writers to keep on writing and improve is to always leave good feedback. It's always good to tell writers that their story is good, if it is good, but it's always good to also leave specifics as to what they can actually use to improve their writing, so they can actually see a difference from where when they started to where they are now. That's always a good way for writers to understand their thought process and improve their writing so they can get better and hopefully get recognized mm-hmm. at some point.
And then someone on Facebook also asked if anyone on the Wattpad team was a writer themselves. I think Eva, who is, she's been with Wattpad almost since day one, I guess, probably.
Yep.
She does a lot of the community managed stuff, and if you're more curious about Wattpad, you can read the whole history of Wattpad through her novel, which she's writing, called Chocolate Umbrella. And she's writing that and sharing that on Wattpad. But I think the rest of us are just dedicated readers. And then the last question, and we all thought this was kind of a good question, was how many hours do we work each day? So, Rich, you can go first.
All the hours.
Almost 24 hours a day, I think.
If I'm not actually working, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
And dreaming about it, so.
Dreaming and thinking hours. About Wattpad.
I did have a dream that I was working the other day.
What happened in your dream?
I was trying to solve some issue or something with like a user on Facebook page or something, and then I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us on this Wattpad Wednesday, and we'll be back next week.